Ellis Dare Burns here with Coach Jason Rogers. Unfortunately, the Whalers Cinderella run is over in Game 5 of the PGHL Championship Final. Jay, this has been a pleasure talking to you these last couple of months. Quite frankly, a lot of fans counted you guys out against North Van and then against Delta, but you were able to defeat two of the best teams in the PGHL and then unfortunately came up short against Langley. I know that it's raw right now. Can you put into words what this incredible month and a half has meant to Whalers Nation?
Yeah, you know, I think you remove yourself and you look at it from the big picture. You know, we started, I think we found out June 1st, 4 years ago, we had a franchise, so we had to scramble to find players and put up 14 wins in the first year. Is pretty impressive. Year two, you make the playoffs. Year three is kind of a washout, but we were able to recruit guys that are playing for us now and skate with them. So to go to the league final in year four, pretty proud of the group and the program and everything that the Whalers represent. So.
Chris Fordens is able to score tonight in the first, and then Big Goal Cole able to rip it high on Taj Gill. The third period was absolutely crazy, just trading chances back and forth.
Yeah.
And then unfortunately the Trappers are able to score with 35 seconds remaining. What was the mood on the bench throughout that topsy-turvy third?
We're always pretty even keeled. You know, I don't think the group ever gets too high or too low. I think at times we struggled to, you know, continue at the pace. I thought they pushed and pushed for stretches, and we just kind of showed some signs of fatigue, not an excuse by any means, and ultimately their home ice advantage and their depth and be able to play that a little bit more than we were able to, the matchups probably is the difference.
My last question for unfortunately this playoff run is, who really impressed you, basically came out of the blue in the playoffs? Who was the one player who really impressed you, showed his grit when it came to the postseason?
Well, I mean, that Doroyo was really good for us. I mean,
and an injured hip.
Yeah, pretty banged up, broken it, cracked his open up, missed elbow open earlier, and fought through it. So I thought kind of what his style of play, getting to the net, banging hard, competing hard, was probably representative or indicative of what we need to have maybe a little bit more of ultimately.
Of course, I wanted this to go to Game 7. Yeah. I think we all did, obviously, and
yeah,
have a wonderful result on Sunday night. But from all of us here, thank you. You have given us so much joy over the last month and a half.
Thanks, Elster.